Welcome to Hands That Heal, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Larry and Belinda Wern join radio host Andrea Garrison to speak with previous patients about how the Wern technique helped them overcome infertility and pain. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.
Our guests tonight are here to tell us an amazing story. We're going to learn all about the Wern technique, which is practiced in the Clear Passage Physical Therapy Program and outlined very clearly in the inspiring book, Overcome Infertility and Pain Naturally. Our guests are the creators of the Wern technique and the authors of this book that shares their incredible journey to develop this amazing alternative treatment. Welcome, Belinda Wern and Larry Wern. How are you this evening?
We're great. How are you? Nice to be here, Andrea.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. And I have to tell you, I was so moved by your work, so impressed. When I read the book and all of the stories, I mean, you have such an amazing story. And if you would please share with us a bit about your journey.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. 1984, I had an IUD that got embedded inside the cervix. It slipped down, and I started bleeding, and I got the IUD pulled. And even after it was pulled out, for months, I kept bleeding constantly and having more and more pain. And my gynecologist did pap smears, and it showed up precancerous changes, but no obvious cancer cells. And finally, many months later, I got rushed to the ER by Larry, and I had to have half my cervix cut away to stop hemorrhaging, and that was when they finally found the cancer. So I was diagnosed on Friday, July 13th, 1984, and that day I got my first of 40 external radiation treatments. And that was 5 days a week for 8 weeks, and that shrank the tumor by half. So I had to then have two internal radium pellet implants, and I had to lie still for 3 days in a lead-lined room. So it was the radiation, it was a stainless steel tube full of radium pellets that was implanted the full depth of the uterus. So the treatment was successful, but it threw me into menopause at 33. So I was not able to have children. And over the many months after the treatment, I started having different kinds of pains and problems. I started having intestinal problems, abdominal pain, pain with intercourse, tailbone pain. And that started Larry and I going all over the country seeing many, many different specialists trying to get answers for what could be done to help relieve my symptoms. And we saw so many different kinds of specialists, and I heard many responses that weren't really acceptable. You know, I got really tired of hearing it's all in your head, or you have to learn to live with it, or there's nothing else that can be done. So it was a very frustrating year.
Yeah. I mean, how does that, you know, to be in such pain, and then for someone to say to you that it's all in your head, I mean, that seems like such an insensitive thing to say to someone, because quite honestly, even if it is in your head, pain is pain, if you know what I mean. And when you're in pain, you just want it to stop. But how does that feel to have someone say to you, it's all in your head?
Oh, it's a terrible thing. It's totally disrespectful. It's disempowering. And it just makes you feel like, you know that the pain is real. Why would anyone make up being in pain and wanting to spend time in doctor's offices?
Larry, what did you think?
My wife, we had just gotten married, and to see her go from a brilliant, summa cum laude, very vibrant woman to someone who could not move or breathe without pain was really awful. I knew that the prince was supposed to marry the princess and ride off into the sunset together, and it was not fitting my vision for what our life was going to be like. So neither of us were going to take it lying down.
What was it like for you, you know, trying to help your wife when she was going through this and the diagnosis?
Well, it was very frustrating. We went from specialist to specialist. Physician after physician would say, no, I can't do anything. It's adhesions, finally, someone said. Well, we could operate, but it's just going to create more adhesion. She's just going to have to learn to live with it, which was awful. And the ones who said that it's all in your head, it's because adhesions do not show up on x-rays or CAT scans or MRIs. They just don't show up on diagnostic tests.
Do adhesions always cause pain?
Not always, but adhesions always form when the body heals and wherever the body heals. So whether it is a woman that's had a bladder or a yeast infection, or anyone who has had a fall on their tailbone, or you bruise your knee, or you scratch something, little collagen crosslinks, they're like the little threads of a nylon rope, come rushing in and start forming in a random pattern around the area that's been injured to help it heal. When they do form at really delicate tissues, they can create a significant amount of pain. If they form just in the fallopian tubes, they may or may not cause pain, but they can block these tiny little structures that sperm and egg are supposed to flow through and totally block them, preventing pregnancy.
So, Larry, do you have any suggestions for those out there, husbands or loved ones, who have someone close to them who's suffering some sort of illness, some pain? You know, what can they do to help? And, you know, how do they stay strong in a situation like that?
The first thing you have to do is realize that it's real. Because, you know, here's someone walking around, and she looks just like everyone else. She doesn't have a collar on, doesn't have a cast on her arm, but she's in a significant amount of pain. So you have to understand that that's real, and this isn't somebody that's just complaining because they don't want to go to work. Then you need to be your own advocate, and you both need to be your own advocates for the person who is suffering, so that you can start understanding what it is, understand what adhesions are, just kind of be able to step back a little bit. Medicine has gotten so specialized that if someone has pain in their pelvis and they go to the gynecologist and the gynecologist says, I don't see anything there, go to the urologist and the urologist says, I don't see anything there, go to the digestive disease person, and you start getting sort of this runaround of specialist to specialist from very well intentioned physicians, you need to kind of step back and say, wait a minute, there's something more happening here. And I would really encourage people to look at adhesions, because they do form whenever and wherever we heal, are very difficult to detect, and they create bonds of 2,000 pounds a square inch that can crimp nerves, bind structures together, wrap around or go between structures and bind them together really like a rope.
So let's talk about the traditional medical treatments and then alternative treatments, and what are your views on both, and how did you integrate the two?
You know, you'll have a chance, because this show is largely centered on infertility as well as pain, you'll be able to talk with Richard King. He's the chief of staff of a very large hospital here, research gynecologist for 40 years, and one of the first people to ever open blocked fallopian tubes surgically. And when a surgeon goes in, they can be extremely skilled and can find the structures that are adhered and cut away or burn away adhered tissues, cut structures away from others. They have to be really careful not to cut other structures in the area, because they're sometimes if someone's very adhered, they're a bit going in blind. But Dr. King was surprised, and we were surprised, when women that we started treating who were coming to us with pelvic pain started having their fallopian tubes open. It's a tiny little structure. It's like a piece of spaghetti in
right.
Very deep in the body, halfway between your front and your back. And he looked at some of our charts in the beginning when we first met. I think he was going to chide us for saying that we were opening blocked fallopian tubes. And he looked at the charts and he said, "My God, you're doing things with your hands that I can't do surgically."
Right.
He said, "This is remarkable. We need to publish some studies on this and get some science out here. This is too important not to know about, because there are no drugs involved. There's no surgery involved. It feels like a deep massage."
What is the Wern technique? How did you develop it? And when did you realize that you had developed something that could potentially help others?
Well, again, we got very frustrated going to traditional allopathic, Western medical doctors, because the only thing they had to offer was more surgery, but they didn't want to do surgery on me because my abdomen and my pelvis had been radiated. So, and the only other thing they had to offer was pain pills. And who wants to walk around zonked out on pain pills all the time? It's terrible. So that started us on the path of checking into any and every alternative technique that sounded like it might be helpful. I got acupuncture. I saw many manual physical therapists, many osteopaths, and whatever helped me, we both started studying, and then we just started refining and modifying things that seemed to be helpful in developing our own techniques over a period of time. And Larry working on me, and we put our heads together and figured things out. We got me back to the point where I felt good and I was able to go back to work full time. So
yeah.
That was when we opened our first private practice in 1989 and started treating people like me with complex chronic pain, pelvic pain, abdominal pain, neck or back pain. In the first year of our practice, we had a patient that we were treating. She had a work-related slip and fall injury, and she had headaches, neck pain, back pain, and tailbone pain. And she had had a surgery to remove fibroid tumor from her uterus. So her scar healed really lumpy, bumpy. It's called a keloid scar. So she asked if while we were treating her neck and back and pelvis, if we would work on her scar, and we said sure. So she came in one day, I don't recall how long we'd been treating her, and she told us she was pregnant. And we said, "Congratulations." And she said, "Wait, you don't understand." She'd gotten the dye test, the HSG, 7 years prior to our treatment, and both of her tubes were totally blocked, so she hadn't bothered using birth control. That was a real surprise. And so we were talking to a friend of ours who's a doctor. He said, "Well, do you think you guys had something to do with it?" And we said, "Huh, well, gosh, we don't have a clue."
Right.
So that was just the beginning of an amazing path. The bond that we form with our patients is it's intimate. People share their just all the traumas that have happened to them in their lives with us. People are they feel so well taken care of. They feel listened to. They feel validated, that we feel a real reason for why they're having the pain in whatever areas that they're having. And it's very empowering, and it really touches people very deeply.
Certainly, if the patient feels empowered, doesn't that help them to fight more?
Andrea, I think one of the reasons that we're really have been lucky enough to be very successful with our patients is because we really regard each patient as an expert in her body or his body. So we ask them, "So what do you think's going on?" And then we explain to them how we're seeing the bodies and kind of give them a guided walk through the body and say, "We want your feedback so that if we're somewhere and you feel like, you know, that's good, but I wish you were a half inch to the right or an inch higher, or when you're there, it pulls into here, so that involving the patient in her or his own care is a very valuable and, I think, missing link in so much of medicine. Nobody will know your body the way that you do. And that's what we find with our patients, and we are pleased to be able to tap in on that, and that they're very responsive and love to tell us, oh, wow, nobody's ever asked me what I thought was wrong. You know, I've always thought it was this, this, and this. It always takes us right there.
Very powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful when you listen to the patient. Yeah. And it's amazing the power of listening and how one feels when someone is willing to listen to them. I mean, that actually is healing within itself. It has elements, I mean, of healing, I think.
No question.
So you're putting all this together and finding out that you have something here. So let's talk about that, some of the success stories you've had. Natural pregnancies after years of infertility.
This lady comes to us. She has one tube that has been removed. Her other tube is totally blocked and swollen up like a balloon. Her hormone levels show that she's menopausal. She's been refused IVF 3 times. They said, we can't do surgery. We can't do in vitro fertilization. There's absolutely nothing we can do for you. So we treated her, and we said, well, she wanted to come in. So we said, well, we'll give it a shot. We treated her. Apparently, it must have opened that only tube that she had, because she had a little girl first, then went home, and 8 months later became pregnant again naturally with twins. So when women come to us, or patients come to us, we're starting to think that it's not like nothing's impossible, but when they have hormonal conditions and we've been told, well, I don't think you can help that, we're willing to look at it. And we've learned that we should look at it, because we've had really good success with hormonal conditions. When age has been a problem, we've had several women who've started menstruating again after they stopped menstruating. So that was good.
Yeah, we saw a woman. She had been in a really bad car accident and had fractured her hip and I think part of her pelvis too. She had to be in the hospital with her hip in traction for about 6 or 8 weeks. And she started developing pelvic pain on that side and right sacroiliac low back pain. She had been trying to get pregnant unsuccessfully, and she was a physics professor at the university here, and so was her husband. And she loved her job, had a great life, low stress, and had been going through all the infertility workups, and they had put her on many different types of drugs, combinations of drugs, and she wasn't really interested in going through the IVF at the time. Yeah, she went through just about 2 years' worth of treatment with the reproductive endocrinology clinic here, and she was supposed to go for her last follow-up visit to see the doctor, and she just had a feeling that she was pregnant, and she asked him to do a pregnancy test on her, and she did. I mean, they did one. And it was positive, and she was so excited. She started telling the doctor, "Oh my God, the worms were treating me. My back pain's better. My hip feels great. And you need to start sending all your patients there." And he started screaming at her, "There's no way anyone can do anything with their hands that could have possibly helped you." And so she had a little boy. And a couple of years later, she had another little boy, and her third one was also a boy.
This reproductive endocrinologist, I'm sure he was a brilliant guy, but he's not really, he's looking at the hormones that this lady needs to take and such like that. He's not really kind of stepping back, like I was suggesting earlier, and saying, wait a minute, if she had an injury here, which is what Belinda and I did way back when we were learning about the fertility, treating fertility, she had an injury to her hip. The inside of the hip is about a half inch away from where the end of your fallopian tube picks up the egg from your ovary. Well, those adhesions aren't, when you heal, they're not thinking, I'll be in the reproductive tract, or I'll be in the muscles, or I'll be in the hip. They're just forming wherever there's inflammation.
Right.
So we have to ask ourselves, well, if we treat there, do you think that'll help? And so we did, and sure enough, she's now had 3 children, naturally. If you are not finding success, you may want to look at a structural aspect and say, what in my history has happened around this part of my body? Did I ever fall on my tailbone real hard when I was skating? Did I have a hip injury? Did I have numerous bladder or yeast infections or a surgery in the pelvis? All of those things cause adhesions. So that's sort of a structural look at it.
Yeah. And those things, I guess, for lack of a better term, can come back and haunt you later.
Yeah.
That's why those questions that you ask.
Right.
Are very
pelvic
critical.
Inflammatory disease and sexually transmitted diseases, many times the women are asymptomatic for a long time before it's diagnosed. And by then, you know, it's very very common to have tubal blockage after an STD or PID.
Yeah. Now tell us about the FSH levels and how your technique, the Wern technique, is able to help.
You know, Dr. King was advising us, because he's a research gynecologist and has been for many years. So women would come to us and they would say, and we were having a lot of success opening blocked fallopian tubes and with unexplained infertility or secondary infertility, people who had C-sections. But women would come to us and say, well, you know, I'm approaching menopause. My FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, test is high. It's above 10. Which my gynecologist or reproductive doctor tells me means I'm almost at menopause, or I'm actually past menopause. Can you help me?
Andrea, this is Dr. Richard King in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you tonight?
Fine. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. I appreciate you having us on your show.
Yeah, we were just talking about the FSH levels. If you don't mind explaining that.
I was starting to tell him the story about how we were figuring this out together and came up to you and said, do you think we can help that stuff?
The reason we looked into this, people were going to their in vitro fertilization physicians, and they were told that their FSH was too high approaching menopause and that they weren't eligible for in vitro fertilization. We haven't done a full study, but we have done some tests where through manipulation, for whatever reason, which I cannot explain, the FSH has decreased, which has made them candidates for in vitro fertilization.
If you could just give our audience a little bit about your background and why you became so interested in the Wern technique, because this is certainly alternative and you are traditional.
Yes. Truly. I am a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist. I finished my residency at the University of Florida in 1976 and have been practicing just gynecology since 1984. Larry and Belinda approached me about 15 years ago, and I had met them through an acquaintance, and they said, Rich, we've stumbled upon something, we feel, said there was a lady with blocked fallopian tubes, and we were treating her for pain, and her fallopian tubes became unblocked. And I laughed to myself, quite skeptical. I surgically, and I do enjoy surgery and still do surgery, had unsuccessfully tried to unblock tubes, the success rate being around 15% through the years, and I said, that's just not possible. And I looked at it's called a hysterosalpingogram. It's a dye test that a woman will take to see if her tubes are open or not. And truly, before her manipulation, her tubes were blocked, and afterwards they were opened. Well, this got me thinking. I became less of a skeptic, and after seeing 2 more patients, I became a true believer to the point that I have, in the past 15 years, donated my time and expertise to Larry and Belinda, because I thought this was such a wonderful gift for all women suffering from infertility and pain. And I didn't want anybody to question my motives as to why I was so enthusiastic about this Warren technique.
Now, could you just tell our audience what's the primary cause of infertility in women?
There's several. About 40% of the time, it's due to the male factor. The other 60% is something to do with the woman. And some women are infertile. They're not able to have eggs. That's a rare cause. Most of the causes have to do with blocked fallopian tubes from either surgery or infection or endometriosis, where the egg and the sperm can't join. Blocked fallopian tubes play such an it's such a high percentage of people unable to get pregnant. And as I said, surgically, we to this day don't have the best tools to fix this problem, because when we operate, we create more adhesions.
Right.
And our surgery has gotten more technical. We're using the Da Vinci robot now, which is a wonderful technique, but still opening blocked fallopian tubes has been fraught with lack of success for the past 40 years. The Warren technique to me it is something that has been the most amazing development in non-surgical GYN that I've seen in the past 40 years. I do clinical GYN day in and day out. I was in the operating room this morning. But they offered patients, through the power of touch, through the power of love and their will, and people believing in what they were doing. And I think there's a tremendous aspect of healing associated with one's own will. And I have seen women that haven't been able to have children that show me their babies. And as I said, it's the most amazing gift to women that are infertile or having pelvic pain that I've seen. I cannot offer the same thing surgically or with medication myself. And I think this is a natural evolution to what makes a full gynecologic practice. As you know, for years, women were quite silent about problems that they were having, and I think we're in a day and age now where we're able to talk about this more openly outside of a doctor-patient relationship. Women are more curious about their problems, and that's how a lot of people find out about the Warren technique, is word of mouth, talking to somebody that has been through the technique. We still, in traditional GYN medicine, don't have a good way to treat blocked fallopian tubes or, for that matter, chronic pelvic pain.
So in your case, now, do you refer people to the Wernes for the Warren technique?
Yes, I do.
So can you just share some stories with us?
Well, I have had patients that I have laparoscoped, which is basically Band-Aid surgery. You're using very small instruments to create less trauma inside the abdominal cavity. Less trauma means less adhesions. And I have had patients that you could look into the pelvis, you could inject dye through the birth canal, through the cervix, into the uterus, and see the dye stop in the fallopian tubes. And it wouldn't come out, which are basically the definition of blocked tubes. And I would try at that laparoscopy to open the fallopian tubes. The success rate is about 15%. I don't think it's changed much over the past 30 years because there have been no new techniques. And what I would do is this dye test and say, okay, I know they've got blocked tubes. I've tried to open them. And then after surgery, a month or 6 weeks, I would do another dye test. And you have a certain percentage that stayed open, but it was small. For those that didn't stay open, there really is no other alternative other than the Warren method, other than more surgery. And the first time you operate on an individual is your best chance at getting the fallopian tubes to stay open. Every time after that, you're just creating more adhesions.
What are the statistics on it the first time that they'll be unblocked?
Well, it depends upon the cause, of course. As I said, pelvic inflammatory disease creates more adhesions than endometriosis creates. So there are different reasons for the tubes to be blocked, but I think overall the success rate of surgery in most hands over a period of time, not just in the first 4 weeks, is probably about 15%.
Yeah, so that must have been kind of mind-boggling for you.
It was amazing. As I said, I went from a skeptic to a true believer.
Sounds like it, because you actually volunteered your time because you're like, is this true?
No, it's true. And as I said, I didn't want anybody to ever question my motives. Oh, he's doing this for the money or whatever reason. I'm doing this for the patients. I want the world to hear about this technique. There are so many people that suffer from the lack of children, from blocked fallopian tubes or from chronic pelvic pain or pain with intercourse. Now, the Wern technique's not 100%. Nothing is. But it works better than anything else I've seen thus far. I mean, we're going from 15% success rate to 60 to 70% success rate of opening blocked tubes. And I would have said that's impossible. And most of my colleagues, until they look at the data we've accumulated, say the same thing. They say that's you're not able to do that. But the Werns have been able to do that.
And how long, actually, have you been developing this?
Well, I've been with the Werns somewhere between 15 and 18 years.
Wow.
As friends, colleagues, and as an advisor to them and helping them, we've published several studies together. All of which have been very interesting. As Larry said, they treated pelvic pain, which found they opened some fallopian tubes, and then they started opening fallopian tubes. Women came back and said, you know, I don't have as much pain with my monthly period, or I don't have as much pain with sex. And so we started recording this and started doing sub-studies. So it's kind of grown in what this technique can do for people. There are a lot of physical therapists in the United States, and they all do manipulation in one form or another. This is really specific technique related to specific points of either pain or where the fallopian tubes are. I actually taught Larry and his physical therapist and Belinda physical anatomy, so they knew exactly what they were feeling when they were doing this technique and where the ovary should be, where the tube should be, where the uterus should be. So it's not a technique that I've ever seen any other physical therapist pretend to do specifically to open blocked tubes.
Now, what happens when you're going through the Wern technique? Do you feel any pressure or anything like that?
Well, having never undergone it as a male, I can just relate my patient's experience, and they talk about a deep pressure. It's not overly uncomfortable for them. The Werns are very gentle people. I have watched them do this, and it's a slow technique. It's not something that's fast. They seem to be breaking down the collagen cross links that are part of the adhesions, and it's really still amazing to me that adhesions, which are, for better lack of terms, is like glue. Things stuck together when things before were free-floating, and they're able to undo that glue, and have things move in a way they were meant to move. But no, it's not a technique I think you as an individual could learn to do to yourself or have your spouse do to you.
it's just amazing that they have in the book 80, you know, stories from different patients who've had different things with this worm technique. They felt better and were able to conceive. It's just so amazing to me.
We got together with several of those couples and individuals and talked to them, and their stories will make you cry because these are the salt of the earth people, you know, people just wanting to be pain-free like Belinda was, or just wanting a child which they've been told they couldn't have, or told in vitro it doesn't work for me, and then to see them go through this technique which doesn't involve surgery and doesn't involve drugs, and to actually feel better in a large majority of the cases. It's not a small percentage of people. It's a large percentage of people that are helped by this technique. And if it hasn't, if it doesn't do exactly what it's intended to do, you haven't lost but a little bit of money and a little bit of time out of your life, but you've got somebody trying to help you where nobody had been able to do that before. Well, I'd just like to thank Larry and Belinda. They developed this technique. I've kind of been on this wagon for a long period of time. I believe in what they're doing. I think it is an earnest effort to help people, and I think they've come across through Belinda's illness and stumbled onto something that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing.
Been a whale of an adventure for the last 20-odd years.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, it sounds like it's such a process. And Belinda, you have to go through so much to get to this point. You know, it's amazing that you had to endure so much pain and then go through this process of healing, but you were able to work something out that not only helped you, but helped others as well.
Yeah, it's been incredibly rewarding. You know, every day we have some amazing patients and just hear some incredible results. It's very exciting.
This is Dr. Mike Falk.
Oh, hi there, Dr. Falk. How are you?
Just wonderful. How are you doing?
We're fine. We're having a wonderful discussion here.
We just were listening to Richard King there for a little while, and it's been a long time since we've spoken to him, but I sure appreciate his contributions to what Larry and Belinda have been doing.
Yeah. Now, you have a very special story.
Yes. Basically, my wife and I were married in 1971, and for many years we weren't trying to get pregnant because one or the other of us was a student, but by about 1983, I was established in my private practice, and my wife was finishing her master's degree at the university, and we started thinking about having a family, and we found it a lot more difficult than we thought it was going to be, and we did the traditional things, you know, made sure that the sperm count was normal, which it was, but then we went and had a laparoscopic exam for my wife, but she was told that she would never get pregnant because she had adhesions in both fallopian tubes. So we started the adoption process, and we adopted a son, and we kind of forgot about you know, having our own child, or a natural child. But then my wife developed pelvic pain, and Larry and Belinda, I had worked so many of my patients and helped them with their musculoskeletal pain. And as it turned out, one of the patients I had sent to them had gotten pregnant, was one of their first successes. And then people started hearing about that and wanted to know if they could be referred to Larry and Belinda. And I'd say, well, you know what? Make sure you want to get pregnant, you know. if you're going in there just for pain, let them know that. because like four of the first five patients, I think, that I sent over there at this particular period of time after they'd been working with this ended up being pregnant. And, you know, I said, you know, you guys, you're onto something here, but we didn't think that would possibly happen with my wife. So because of what the laparoscopic test had shown.
Well, were there, did you think that their cases were different from your wife? I mean, I guess in a way, every
yes.
case is different.
You know, those early cases, I don't think there was a lot of evidence that people had blocked fallopian tubes. You know, we knew they were having problems with infertility, but I don't think there had been a lot of tests. I may be wrong, but I was just, you know, we weren't sure of the correlation there. And so with my wife, you know, we just decided, oh, there's no way that technique could work on her, because so profound. The surgeon who had done the laparoscopic had said, you know, she was 100% blocked on both sides from previous operations. And then subsequent to that, a couple years later, she had some endometriosis and actually, you know, they had to, she lost one of the fallopian tubes. And so there was even less possibility because now she only had one side. So even if they had surgically been able to remove the adhesions temporarily, the chances were nil. But I'll let you hear her story a bit here.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I went to Larry and Belinda, and much to my surprise, you know, when I was 42 years old, I was pregnant. So, and, you know, that was, and our baby's 20 years old now, so, you know, it was a while ago. They've worked on a lot of people since then. So it's definitely
you
worth
mean,
doing.
You
it's,
mean the baby?
The baby that I had 20 years ago, yeah, that. I was one of Larry and Belinda's early patients.
And now
in 1990.
20.
Yeah, she's 20 now, yeah.
And you couldn't, and they had said you would not be able to have children, and you had been infertile for like 12 years or something, right?
Well, yeah, I guess about 8 years maybe. And, you know, we went through, you know, the usual infertility treatments and then, you know, didn't do anything for years. So, you know, I definitely attribute it to Larry and Belinda's work removing, you know, working with the scar tissue that had built up and stuff over the years and endometriosis. So, yeah, I think that, you know, if people have, you know, eliminated other possibilities, you know, they should definitely try Larry and Belinda. You know, it's not intrusive, it's not painful, it's not terribly expensive, it's, you know, doesn't have any of the drawbacks and doesn't have any, you know, religious or ethical considerations. I mean, it doesn't involve any of the things that people could object to, you know, so, yeah, give it a try.
Yeah. So you ended up having a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Can you tell us about your daughter? I think that's so amazing.
She's absolutely delightful. She's here right now. She just got in from playing with the horse, and she's home from college for the summer. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to have her around.
Yeah. So is she willing to come on the line at all and talk to us a little?
Yeah. Yeah, here she is. She's on the line right now.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. How are you doing?
Fine. So you're the miracle.
I am.
So have you, I guess you've met Belinda and Larry, right?
Yes, absolutely. Several times. We've spent, when I was younger, I remember going out to their house and playing with their dogs. And yeah, they're great.
Yeah. That's amazing. What an amazing story. And what do you think when you hear that story?
Oh, well, I'm happy to be alive. I'm glad that it worked out. Absolutely. I've had a wonderful life.
I mean,
she is a brilliant young lady, by the way.
Yeah. So rumor has it, Marie, you're brilliant.
Some may say that. I really won't argue too much. I work hard. I do a lot of stuff. I'm, you know, very involved with many different activities and always have been. I like my mom was just saying, I ride horses, and when I was in high school, you know, I was in choir, and I did Future Farmers of America, and I did all sorts of things, and tennis, and drama, and, musical and sports, and I was a good student, and now I'm in college, and I'm doing biology, pre-veterinary medicine, hopefully, is going to be the track that I'm going to be taking, and I work hard, I get a lot of stuff done, and I was also actually when I graduated from high school, I decided to take a year off, and I was lucky enough to be accepted into the Rotary Youth Exchange Program.
Right.
And so I was able to go abroad for a gap year instead of going to college right away, and I was a high school student again in France, which was an amazing experience, absolutely wonderful. The program was very well organized, and I had a wonderful experience with all my families, and I met hundreds of new people who, you know, all sorts of backgrounds from literally 50 different countries all over the world, other students. It was incredible. My parents, they traveled a lot when they were a lot younger, and they really instilled in me a love of travel and seeing the world and, looking into other cultures and through different eyes and different perspectives and really seeing what's out there and enjoying all the possibilities.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, it's so nice to hear from you.
Oh, I'm glad that this is able to happen and that Larry and Belinda have been so successful in helping so many other couples and bringing joy to so many other people's lives. As I would like to do.
I have to tell you, Marie, I can tell that you are just beaming.
She always is.
You think? Well, you're making me. We're kindred spirits because I love laughing, and I can just. I think it's wonderful. I'm sure you've been a great joy to your parents.
Oh, we have a lot of fun together. Yeah, both my parents. I play tennis with my dad, and I ride horses with my mom, and we all have very similar interests and get along well. And I'm past the point where they want to tear their hair out. That was only few and far between, I hope.
They weren't laughing then, right?
Yeah, but, it was still, I'm sure, a very happy experience for them to go through that as well. Even in those moments, I'm sure they were very thankful for Larry and Belinda.
Well, it sounds like you worked through that. You're past that stage, thankfully.
Yeah, no, that was quite a while ago, and I get along with my parents very well. Very, very short period of time, as I like to remember.
Lucky for them. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Your
mom and dad, are they still there?
I'm still here,
My mom is here. So thank you. I have a wonderful evening. And my mom
okay,
will
thank
speaking.
You so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah, I work in a high school. I see teenagers every day. So Simone is an easy kid to live with, relatively speaking.
Yeah. So, this is talking about actual proof, right, Larry and Belinda?
Yeah, yes. She's been a real bright star.
Yeah, she's a great kid. But it just, how does it make you feel, though, to know that you've helped others like this? It's just amazing, really. I'm speechless. Because she seems like really lovely and bubbly and fun and wonderful. And to think that, you know, more than 20 years ago, Shannon, you were like, oh, this will never happen.
Oh, I had no idea.
You know,
how
we
much
can't
fun.
Have we can't have kids, so because they basically fried Belinda's insides with the radiation, so it gives us a great deal of happiness to have people like Marie and the others as our stepkids.
Yeah, we have lots of stepkids.
Yeah,
and nephews.
About 1,000 now.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So does that mean you've actually helped more than 1,000 patients, or?
That is our closest estimate. I was looking at it the other day when I was asking our administrator for our successes, and she was printing it out, and that's our closest estimate. It's right around 1,000.
1,000 babies. You know, many of our patients have had multiple children.
No.
No.
It's been 1,000 moms.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Had you ever counted before? I mean, or were you? You know, sometimes you're so involved with the work,
yeah,
doing the work.
When...
I lost track after 300 and something.
Right.
Yeah.
We just stopped. You know, it used to be so exciting to hear somebody call in and say, "My tubes are open. My tubes are open. I can't believe it. You know, my doctor can't believe it." And now we're kind of like, oh, that's nice. You know, I mean, it feels wonderful still, but it's we've gotten a little bit spoiled, I guess, by it all, because
yeah.
We see a lot of success.
Well, it's great to be spoiled that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shannon, did you have anything else to share?
Not really, but I really appreciate you having Larry and Belinda on so that people can get this information. It will help a lot of people.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. What an amazing story. Just amazing. And these are just a couple of stories. And I can't, you know, and you have 1,000 at least.
All of our published data is based on a one-week protocol that starts Monday morning and you're done Friday afternoon. So whether they come in from Dubai or from England or from around the corner, a lot of people choose that protocol. It's 20 hours of therapy, 2 hours in the morning, and 2 hours in the afternoon for 5 days.
Well, it looks like we have another caller. Let's see who this is. Hello there.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Who is this?
Good, thank you. This is Andy.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. Do you have a special story to share?
I do. Prior to finding Clear Passage, my husband and I had basically all but given up on ever conceiving. We had tried infertility treatments for 3 years with no success. I had felt like my body had just been through everything imaginable. I had been through months of Clomid, had laparoscopy surgery, 4 months of Lupron shots, 7 months of hormone shots, and to top it off, I had 14 unsuccessful intrauterine inseminations. As you can imagine, I was on an emotional roller coaster with extreme highs and lows, and felt at this point that we had been through all this for nothing. At that point, we were just tired of living our lives by the clock, because that's basically what you do when you're going through infertility. And specialists couldn't label our infertility as anything but unexplainable. The only diagnosis that they could give us was that I had mild to moderate endometriosis. And by the end of 2001, we were just ready to give up and to leave everything in the hands of God. And although we had given up on further medical procedures, you never truly give up searching for more information. And that's when I stumbled upon a website for Clear Passage Therapies and read about the massage technique that they offered that seemed to help women with endometriosis. And I had been struggling with endometriosis all of my adult life and decided that it would be worth the drive to Clear Passage if I could only get some relief from the pain. And if I got pregnant, then that would just be an added bonus at that point. So I am in April of 2002. I started making my weekly drives to Clear Passage, and I would go for a one-hour treatment once a week. And after my first session, I ovulated that month, and my ovulation was completely different, nothing that I had ever experienced. Usually I had very painful ovulation cycles, but this time there was absolutely no pain whatsoever. And during the massage techniques, you would only feel a slight burning sensation as my adhesions would loosen. There was no particular, was not particularly painful. It was actually rather relaxing. I would fall asleep on the drive home after the hour session. It would be so relaxing. And after 3 weeks, after three long drives of one-hour treatments, I found out I was pregnant. So I was lucky, and in four sessions, I did get pregnant. We were the first success story in our area, and all the local news and TV channels had asked to run our story. And this had been a very personal experience for us. We had not shared what we had been going through with anybody but a small group of family members and some very close friends. So we weren't sure at first if we were willing to share our story. But then we felt that after all the years of the emotional and physical taxing treatments that I had been through, that it was amazing that it was just this natural, non-invasive treatment that enabled me to become pregnant. So at that point, you know, we did decide that we would share our story with the community, as we're doing tonight also, and just maybe, you know, we could help another couple out there who was experiencing infertility to be blessed by the precious gift of a child. And in 2003, we did. We welcomed into the world our little miracle angel, as we call her. So it was an amazing experience. You know, if we had known about Clear Passage prior to the 3 years of infertility treatments, I would have gone to them first. You know, if you put your body through all the ups and downs, it was amazing what Clear Passage was able to do.
Yeah, it sounds like it was so grueling what you went through.
Yes, it was a long 3 years. And like I say, we were at the point where we had just given up of ever being able to conceive, but then you never truly give up. We gave up on all the traditional medical procedures, but you're still out there searching, you know, searching for the unknown, searching for a reason.
Wow. What an amazing story. Larry or Belinda, did you want to say anything to Andy or ask Andy any questions?
I think we were still at that point as amazed as you were. I mean, 14 failed intrauterine inseminations with physicians working with you for 3 years.
Right.
And we come in and we're just kind of feeling around and feeling, that feels kind of hard there. Let's just, you know, work in there and let's just do this and let's do, just kind of deeply listening to you and following it. We were as stunned and as thrilled, I think, as you guys were.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you guys actually realized I was pregnant before we realized, because I remember walking in for my fourth treatment and the therapist saying, you just got a glow about you. And I'm like, really? Not knowing.
Surprise!
You know, only four treatments. I didn't expect that. And the therapist was exactly right.
It's just a beautiful...
It brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, that, you know, you went through so much. And now you have a healthy child and an amazing story to share. It's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad we were able to share it.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to share it too.
Well, I have to admit, I'm a little teary hearing their stories and hearing their voices again. It's been a while. We haven't seen the 20-year-old in quite, I think she was 12 the last time we saw her, so... It's wonderful. And, you know, we just, again, we listen deeply. We ask a lot of questions. We tune into the tissues with our hands and just connect to the person with our hearts. And our intention is just to be be there fully with them, you know, with an open mind and open heart. And we feel where the tissues feel thick or lumpy or tight or hard, and we apply pressures in directions where it feels like things are stuck. And just over time, it feels like we and the patients can feel the tissues changing and softening. It's a pressure and a stretching, and it gradually deforms and starts to peel apart tissues and structures that are stuck together that shouldn't be. So it actually starts to deform and break up the adhesions. And when the organs and the tissues are able to move more freely over and around each other, pain symptoms get better and go away, and the organs start to function better. It's as if we take away roadblocks, so to speak. You know, these adhesions are a real restriction, sort of like a glue or like a spider web. Things just can start getting stuck together, especially if there's been inflammation or infection or trauma or surgery. You know, where those traumatized tissues have healed, things can start getting stuck together. I mean, adhesions are basically internal scars.
I see. Now let's talk about some of the other things that you've helped. You talk about the technique has helped increase sexual function.
You tell that story, Linda.
Well, again, this is among our in our first few years of practice. We had a patient that we treated, and apparently she had pain with intercourse, and she had a difficult time getting lubricated, and she called and said she wanted to give us some feedback, and she had some questions, and we said, well, what's going on? And she said, well, it's kind of embarrassing. And I said, well, you know, it's okay. You know, you're safe here. Whatever you tell us, you know, stays private. And she said, well, since my husband and I got home after treatment, I've been having incredible, I no longer have any pain with intercourse. And as well, I'm having incredible orgasms like I never had before. And is do you hear that? Is that normal? I mean, is that a common side effect after treatment? So again, you know, with Dr. King, you know, with Dr. King, we talked about it, and he said, and we said, you know, is that unusual? And he said, are you kidding? Approximately 60% of adult women who have pain with intercourse and have issues, you know, either with lubrication or with arousal, satisfaction. And so we did a small study and just got some amazing results.
I remember exactly what Dr. King said when we talked to him that night. He said, as far as the pain with intercourse, I said, what do you do for that pain with intercourse, Rich, Dr. King? And he said, well, in medicine, we either give desensitizing agents so the woman can't feel anything, or we give painkillers, or if neither of those work, we suggest psychological counseling.
Really?
Or have a glass of wine.
Yeah, so he said, so what you do is actually treating the cause and not just the symptom. And he said, as far as sexual arousal and lubrication and orgasm, there's nothing that we know of in medicine that does that improves that. And we need to submit a study to a major gynecologic group, which we did. And I did an oral presentation to the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. And, it was a huge, well, it's all reproductive endocrinologists, on increasing sexual function and decreasing pain with intercourse. And really, this is one of the neat things about it, Andrea. Our patients kind of lead us into these things. I think Belinda alluded to that earlier.
People were coming in with certain pains, and as a result of the treatment,
right,
they received other benefits. I mean, that's the way it sounded to me.
Dr. King would say, please, let's get this out there because it's important.
I think another thing is Many of our patients have told us over many years that they're embarrassed to talk to their gynecologist about it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's embarrassing.
It would seem that you would want to be comfortable talking to your doctor about certain things. But, you know, perhaps, you know, it means, I don't know, that they need to find a different doctor, because it is important to be able to have these frank conversations, you know, with whoever it is trying to help you.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of times the doctors are so rushed, they don't have enough time to really, you know, really listen and really spend enough time to form that bond or connection where the patient feels comfortable enough, you know, talking about intimate things.
Right. Now, you talk, now you've helped with menstrual pain, premenstrual and ovulation pain as well. And I'm sure a lot of women would be happy to know about that.
Yeah, we published studies on doing that, and published another one with the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. It's just a pilot study. It was with women with endometriosis. It significantly decreased intercourse, menstrual pain and or period pain and ovulation pain in the population of women that we treated. As far as scientific studies, that was in Fertility and Sterility, that journal. It's why a lot of people come to us. It's no fun being in pain.
No, yeah. Now, you've also, your success rate has been reported in many journals.
Well, you know, when we first started having success here, we have a large medical school here at the University of Florida. When we first started having success, doctors would say, "Well, you can't be doing that, and you can't be having success with that." Kind of like Dr. King was alluding to, they just didn't believe it, and so it got really frustrating for me. And I said, "Well, wait a minute, we can't go around saying we're, for example, opening blocked fallopian tubes, which happened in the beginning, without some sort of backing." So we hired a PhD. And a gentleman from the National Institutes of Health came down here and helped us design some studies, hired biostatisticians, which is someone you can hardly understand what they're saying. And you ask a yes or no question, and they give you this chi-square omega thing. But they designed studies for us, and they said, "You just need to treat this many people with this condition, and we'll let you know if you were successful and what your probability values were and such like that." So they kind of, people at the medical school led us through how to conduct and write these studies in a meaningful and scientific manner.
Right.
So that when we were able to do that, and they were getting excited about it because they don't always have the most interesting studies to write. And for all of them, like Dr. King and like Dr. Falk, they were excited because this is something pioneering. It's something really new, and it could help a lot of people. So they'd get all excited about it, as excited as researchers get. And we published in Medscape General Medicine, which is the largest gynecologic journal in the world. It's published in 247 countries. So we published a couple of studies in there on improving natural fertility success rates. I think we had a 71% success rate at that. And improving in vitro fertilization success for women that we treated before their IVF cycle. And we have very good data with that one.
Yeah.
Then we published another one at that journal for improving orgasm and dyspareunia, which is intercourse pain.
Yeah.
So
after you've published these studies, what has the reaction been from traditional medical doctors now? Is it changing?
It's absolutely changing. In the beginning, I think 90% of them thought that we were selling snake oil. Now, most of them say either, "Go, it can't hurt you," or, "I've heard of that. They've opened my patients' tubes. I've seen the results. Makes sense to me." As a matter of fact, about 20% of our patients are medical professionals, physicians, physical therapist, occupational therapist, pharmacist, nurses.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's great.
I think like Dr. King, they realized that medicine is great and medicine can do miracles, but it there's a place for other things that are more natural. And if you can, adhesions are such a big problem in medicine, and medicine just does not have a good way to handle adhesions.
Well, it looks like we have another caller. Let's see. Hello there. Hello.
Hi, this is Elise Corman from California.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're just fine. We're hearing all these wonderful, wonderful stories about the Wern technique. What do you have to share with us?
Oh, I'm so excited to share. Well, I was led to Clear Passages when in 2004 I had an IVF pregnancy that was not viable, and I had to have a DNC, and it left me with terrible adhesions, which I didn't know until my doctor continued to try and implant embryos in my uterus, and they wouldn't take. They had done a couple surgeries to try to remove the scar tissue, and the scar tissue continued to grow back after each surgery, and the embryos continued to not take, and I was at my wit's end. My doctors gave up on me, and I am horrible at searching the internet, but I was desperate, and I went into the internet, and I typed in non-surgical removal of scar tissue, and it changed it to the word adhesions, and Clear Passages popped up, and I remember being in tears and so excited that something finally seemed like the answer to my needs. I was trying to get pregnant, and I booked a treatment with them, and I went for a week in Irvine, California. And it was pretty intensive, but the minute the first day I came home or returned to my hotel room, and this is kind of graphic, but I knew it was working because when I went to the bathroom, there was scar tissue in the toilet, and that made me a believer. And
you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. I'm so excited to talk about this because, I mean, honestly, it was the best thing that I ever did in my life. I was trying for 2 years after that DNC to get pregnant, and I did everything possible. I mean, I was on hormone therapy. I had progesterone and estrogen, and I tried Clomid, and I even tried this crazy Viagra treatment, Viagra suppositories that were supposed to increase blood flow to the uterus. It just, nothing worked except for that massaging that scar tissue at the Clear Passage, the Wern technique. I did hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, bibliotherapy, everything, and Chinese herbs and acupuncture. This was the one because I probably conceived 3 months after my treatment, and I had my children. I delivered my twins. I had twins.
Wow.
A year to the day that I ended my treatment with Clear Passages.
My goodness. Talking about a journey.
It was quite a journey. But, you know, honestly, too, it was a really big leap of faith because my doctor, I had to have my doctor sign off on it, and he basically signed off but said, don't wait too long. You know, you're of advanced maternal age. I was 34 at the time.
terrible.
And he warned me. He said, this is, you know, something alternative. I've never heard of it. You know, don't give it too much time. Come back because time is wasting. And I said, I was really upset at that point. And I said, okay, so you're going to cut me some more? You know, I mean, basically they couldn't offer me anything else except to cut out the scar tissue, and it kept growing back. So I recognized that wasn't helping me any, and that's what made me turn to the non-surgical technique that I didn't even know was out there.
Yeah. What did your doctor say when you went back?
Oh, my gosh. I came back when I was pregnant. I was so excited. And he was ecstatic. He was so happy, and he actually asked me for the name. I gave him all of the pamphlets, you know. and I've actually referred several several people, and actually one of my colleagues just booked a treatment in July, but for a different reason. She's premenopausal. So, but I believe in this so strongly, and I promised myself I wouldn't cry, but I can't say enough about it, and I honestly don't think that I would have had my children if it weren't for Clear Passages. I really don't.
Well.
Okay, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, you're going to make me want to shed tears here. Tears of joy, though.
Tears of joy.
Because it sounds like it was such an ordeal, heart-wrenching, really.
Heartbreaking.
To try everything, you know.
Well, that's great that the doctor was excited afterwards.
Oh, he was so excited. He was so excited. Hello?
I'm sorry.
It's one of my daughters.
Yeah, we can hear.
Honey, I'll be with you in a minute.
Well, actually, that's okay, right, Larry and Linda?
Right. That's the sound we're supposed to hear. Did you have pain at all, Elise? I was trying to remember. Beforehand.
You know, it wasn't my primary reason for seeking the Clear Passage Therapy, but I did have some pain during intercourse, and it was gone afterward. It was gone. And I actually, it's funny, too, that you mentioned it's kind of weird because this is sort of an intimate thing to be talking about, but I definitely experienced greater sexual pleasure afterwards, too, so that was a bonus.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, as they say, we take all bonuses.
Right.
We have to warn people about these side effects.
Right, and that's the thing that's so different. This side effect, I mean, I was moody, I was crazy on all these other hormone therapies, and oh, my goodness, all kinds of weird things, you know, physiological responses. But, I mean, there was nothing negative about this at all, nothing.
Yeah. So how old are your twins?
They're 4.
Ah.
They're 4 years old and beautiful and healthy and just delicious. And I really, I told them I was going to be on the telephone talking about how I had them, but obviously they don't have any concept of that. They said, we were in your tummy. Somebody gave us to you. So, yeah, it's really sweet.
Well, you tell them that was okay, that they have perfect timing.
I will. You know, I wanted to add one thing, too, and I don't know. I obviously can't make any promises because insurance companies are so crazy now with what they reimburse. But my insurance company reimbursed every dime of this also.
Wow.
So I know, which was also a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, obviously, you deserved it. You had gone through everything.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But this really... It works. It works. It's amazing. And I can't say enough about it. I really can't.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you truly have a wonderful, happy ending to this story, really. Beautiful.
I know. I'm so glad I can share it, too. It's my pleasure to share it. And the people are so fantastic. I mean, I don't think... I'm not sure if Mary is still there, but...
Oh, yes.
She is, yes.
Oh, my gosh. She just... was amazing. She was amazing and made me feel comfortable immediately. And I think I might have emailed her afterwards too and just could not believe. I mean, she told me it would be successful and she was absolutely right. And she was just so sensitive because it is a pretty, you know, intimate sort of invasive, you know, it's not a gentle process. and she was just, she coached me all the way through and was just amazing, just very sensitive and caring and knowledgeable and skilled, so.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful feeling to feel that the person is caring for you, right? Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, doesn't it, in terms of making you feel relaxed and everything when you're going through the process.
Absolutely. So it was just a purely enjoyable experience. Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Did you have anything else that you'd like to share before you leave?
I'm happy to talk to anybody who wants to know about my experience. It's just the best thing, truly, that I ever did. And I am forever grateful to the Warrens because I just, like I said earlier, I think that I don't know that I ever would have had my children. I would have had children, but I don't know that I would have been able to carry them because everybody gave up on me except for them. So, and they were exactly what I needed, their technique. So I truly, truly am grateful.
People like you make our life worthwhile.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You really are our story.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing great work. Great. And I will continue to sing the praises and send your way because it works. And that's, you know, it works.
Well, we appreciate that.
Elise, you're just radiant over the telephone. It's just
yeah.
a pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, she is radiant. Just as radiant and bubbly and happy. But you have a lot to be happy about and to be thankful for.
I do.
Yeah.
And thank you guys so much. I'm going to go find my children right now because they wanted me and now they're sitting patiently waiting. So I don't want to send them away again. But
wow.
Thank you for inviting me to talk about my experience. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome. Take care.
Wow. What an amazing story. And what a great person.
Yeah. Great personality.
Wow. Just amazing. And I'm just thinking about everything she went through. I was like, oh, I was worn out just hearing about it.
Yeah.
You know, can't even imagine going through the process.
Yeah, I mean, you could hear the tears and the frustration that she went through. You can just imagine it.
So she kind of epitomized something for us. I mean, we've been doing this a long time now. We'd kind of really like to retire. But it's so fascinating and so fulfilling all the time to get reactions like this and to, you know, to see people that are in need, whether they're infertile or whether they have real pain and long-standing pain, and to turn their lives around.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like we have a caller here.
Hi, it's actually Jules. I just left there. I was actually just there 5 days ago. I don't know. I mean, I can't. The lady that was just up like before me, I mean, she really, I can't really top her story, that's for sure. I mean, she had an amazing story. But, you know, I actually heard about Clear Passage back in 2007. And I had been trying since I was, I know it sounds so young, but I had been trying to get pregnant since I was 19. And I had been with my husband by that point at least a year and a half. And when I went in, I think it was after 5 years of dating, we ended up adopting two kids. We ended up getting two kids. They were actually my niece and my nephew. And a month after having them in our home, I was telling my best friend, yeah, wouldn't it be so funny if I got pregnant now, just the odds of now having two kids and trying so hard. And then exactly a month later after getting them, I found out I was pregnant. But then I went in, I had my had an ultrasound done and everything. They told me that I miscarried, but something was wrong with the ultrasound, and they had noticed some weird things in the ultrasound. I had an MRI done, and they told me that I ended up having a dermoid tumor on my left ovary or my right ovary and a cyst on my other ovary. So I was required to go in and have surgery to have those removed. And after my surgery, they had told me that my tubes were completely blocked and that they tried to unblock one of them. So I had went through, I was really, really, really devastated by that, thinking that I would never be able to get pregnant. And I ended up hearing about Clear Passage. I actually used to live in Alaska for a long time, and they had advertised it on the news talking about women going through this all-natural massage technique and stuff like that. So I researched it, filled out the form, but never followed through with it. And I don't know why, if I just got caught up with the two kids that I have now, but I was so busy and I just never followed through with it. And then recently, about 5 weeks ago, I told my mother-in-law, who's actually about, it was more like 2 months ago, we decided to do research on our own. And I know it sounds ridiculous, and I kind of laughed about it with the workers at Clear Passage. I was like, you know, we decided, my mother-in-law, who is awesome about this and who is so open to trying to help me. She decided that she wanted to try, we would try researching how to do massage techniques ourselves, not knowing anything about how Clear Passage does their own stuff. So we start doing it, and I noticed, I know this is going to be really graphic, but I noticed a month after we did the massage technique that I had some scar tissue coming out, and I was a little worried about that. I was a little freaked out because we weren't sure if we were doing it the right way. So after we had finished with that about 5 weeks ago, I told my mother-in-law, I was like, you know, I'm going to talk to my insurance, see what they can do, try and go back to Clear Passage and see if I can work out going through them. And for some reason, my insurance somehow or another denied me and wasn't able to do it. And then like 5 days later, Clear Passage announced, sent me an email saying that they were doing the Share Hope through Twitter, and that to submit your stories about being, you know, have infertility issues and stuff. And it was a 7-day process. I knew that there were only 7 women who would be entered into this grand prize of free 20 hours. And on the 6th day, I won one of the daily prizes. And then the last day, they picked a girl for the grand prize. And I didn't win, and I was crying, and I was upset, and being selfish. I was happy for the girl, but I was really sad for myself. And then Clear Passage came back to me probably about 10 minutes later, and were so unbelievably gracious that they gave me free 10 hours as well as another girl 10 free hours. And right away, I was so excited. I started crying. I called, it seemed like everybody in my whole family, I let them know that I was picked for the 10 free hours, and I booked my flight the very next day so that I could head out 3 weeks later. And I actually just came back 5 days ago, and let me tell you what, I have let Larry and Belinda know that I had never in my life been treated with so much I can't even think what the word is. Like, I was their number one priority, not like I was just a number and trying to get a new patient in, trying to get them out. Even though I won it and they were the free 10 hours and I didn't pay anything out of pocket, I can't believe how I was treated like I was one of their own and that they were doing everything they could to help me out. And I don't know. It's just unbelievable. And I came back, and every single night, and they opened their cottage up to me to be there for the 5 days I did my treatment. And I'm telling you what, I had tears of joy every single day that I would wake up. I would go to my appointment. Now, like the girl said before, the lady that was on, she did mention that it is very intense, very, very intense. And I know that from what I was told that they break – they work the entire body when they do the 20 hours. I begged them to do my 10 hours on just my tubes once I realized that my tubes were completely blocked. They were so gracious. They worked internally and only on my tubes the entire 10 hours. And by the end of it, I had one of the ladies, Kim, who was doing part of my therapy. She said, I can't believe that you could endure 10 hours of only on your tubes. It's unbelievable. And I said, you know, I never complained. I never once whined or cried or anything because I just knew that I could feel, you know, something happening. And the very first treatment I had, which was last Monday, and I know this is a little graphic, but a few days before I went down there, I had ended my period. And it was completely gone. And Monday, I go down there and I have my first treatment. And I guess what I would have just never thought about it, I finished my treatment and I couldn't even walk out of the office before I ran to the bathroom and so much more scar tissue came out. And so I just can't imagine what it's going to be like, you know, these next couple of months, just how it's going to, I know it's going to clear up. There's no saying if it's going to. I just know, I have this feeling that I know it's going to clear up. Yeah. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm so optimistic about it. And my mother-in-law is the same way, where we just really believe that this is going to work for us. And so, and I had one of the therapists was telling me that, I don't know if it was Belinda or Larry who had taught them about envisioning the tubes opening up. So every time I would lay on that bed and they would do my therapy, I would literally lay there envisioning my tubes opening up. So I let them know. I said, now, I have to warn you guys, if you guys answer your work phone and you hear some lady screaming on the phone, just know that it's me calling.
Well,
let me know I'm pregnant. So, so I mean, they're forewarned. I mean, it might break. I might break their phone from screaming so loud. But you know, it's been eight and a half years.
Well, we look
of time
forward to that call.
I told my mother-in-law that too, and I'm like, you know, other than her and my husband finding out right away, I mean, you guys will be the very next people, because I've never had so much faith in my life like I do now, knowing that this is going to work. And let me tell you, you know, like how there are people who can be in a business for so long that eventually they just kind of get tired of it and it's just so routine for them. When Larry came in, I can't believe the first remarks that came out of his mouth, and I felt so welcomed. The minute he walked in, he goes, oh, and he starts rubbing his hands together, and he goes, tubes, that's my specialty. I can't wait. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. After all these years of them doing this treatment, that he would still walk into a room and be that excited to help somebody out. It's amazing.
Yeah. You've got a lot of energy.
I know.
I don't
know.
A lot of energy
and enthusiasm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is, because like the previous caller said, you know, she felt like she went through so much, and like it just seemed like nobody would help her out. And even the fact that her doctors gave up on her is a horrible thing. When you think that doctors should be on your side, and then they're not, and they just pretty much give up. And then there's people like Larry and Belinda who don't require any cutting or any medicine, and they do all of this, you know, by touch. Is unbelievable. I mean, I have so much faith in it. I mean, of any business, any company, anything, it's my priority to have. I've already told them that I am their number one advocate. I really am. I'm just,
thank you.
You know, I know I don't have much.
You've got great energy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will never ever take those hours for granted ever, because the fact that they opened up and, you know, were gracious enough to give me those 10 hours, which previous to that, I was thinking about going through my, or I was trying to go through my insurance to get it taken care of, and I was denied. And then like 3 days later, I get this email saying that they're starting this promotion or this Share Hope. I didn't think that I would win. And I just, 10 hours, to some people they might be a little, you know, skeptical about it, but it was so intense. I mean, there were moments where I could feel, and I don't know if it is the psychological aspect of it, but I mean, I know that I felt these like twitches of, it almost felt like it was breaking up. Like I could just feel it just almost melting away. It was just, it was an incredible feeling. That I definitely, those are the top people that I have ever, of a business or any place I've ever been to, that have been so kind.
Oh,
I mean,
that is so sweet.
Wow, thank you. That's great.
You know,
wow,
I
this
think
kind
part
of stuff
of
makes
it,
you
it,
speechless, doesn't it? <It's> like,
I mean, I wish I could
part
have
of it,
like.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I think the part of it is that in the enthusiasm and the presence is that, to do the job right, we have to be 100% present with you every moment. Every
right.
moment. Because otherwise, if we're somewhere else, it's not gonna happen. So it keeps our focus, and it I guess it keeps our enthusiasm too, because we're right there with you and your heart and your angels and your spirit, you know, and your body, 100% present, understanding what your goals are. And that's where we're going. Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
and you know,
from the very beginning, you state your goals, and that's where we're your partners there. You know, that's
and
where
you
we're
know,
going.
Even for somebody like me who, I mean, I love that I was given options. You know, you guys asked me what I felt, and I love that I was able to give my feedback without being shut down. And on my last day of treatment, they're like, okay, what would you like to have done today? I'm like, and I just shouted out, I'm like, tubes, internal tubes. That's how we'll do it. And she just laughed about it. And she was like, that's so funny. You have it down. You know exactly what you want. And, you know, if I could live there and have that done every single day, all hours of the day, I would have it done. I mean, even if it brought tears to my eyes because of the pain, it's just, I know being with them. And, you know, when I was talking with one of the therapists, actually both of them, they would tell me that they were booked back to back to back with clients, but they never rushed out. That's the thing. They never were in a hurry to do your therapy. They were there, they were focused, and it made it just seem like you were the only person that they had all day. And then as soon as your treatment was done, you know, then they would just casually walk out. Knowing that they had a person right after you, it's just, I don't know how to describe the services that I had. It's just unbelievable. And I wish I could tell more. I wish I could give more and, you know, give the news that I was pregnant. But it's only been 5 days, so a little too early for that.
Well, you know, you watch her on Friday.
Oh, we're talking about having a story. Well, that's
well, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Well,
yeah.
I really appreciate everything that you, Larry and Belinda, are doing. I know you hear it all the time. I know that you do, but to people like me and other women, you're right. It never gets old, but
no.
You just don't understand how much, it really means to us people who feel like there's nothing that can be done. And then we come across people like you who give your lives to change somebody else's life is unbelievable.
Well, we wanted to create the kind of place and the kind of atmosphere that I wished I would have had when I was going through my chronic pain after my radiation.
It's definitely a place where you can feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
With family. I knew these people 10 minutes and they welcomed me in, and it was hard to leave. I felt really sad walking out of the doors.
We're like that every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, but I know that a lot of good come out of this. I know it has.
Yeah, what a beautiful sharing.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you guys very much for what you do.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for
that
sharing
so
your
sweet.
Story. Yeah,
yeah,
we appreciate it.
So heartfelt.
Yeah, it really hurts.
You're a real radiant lady.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jules.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. That her story is just so special and
heartfelt.
Yeah, really heartfelt. All of the sharings really were quite genuine.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically with the Wern technique, are there any side effects? Seems to be only bonuses. But
most of the side effects seem to be positive. People get sore sometimes a little bit during the treatment.
And fatigued after the first day or two.
Yeah.
Right.
But other
yeah.
than that, the main side effects are decreased pain and increased sexual function, increased orgasm. So.
Yeah.
And improved functioning of you know, whatever organs they've been having issues with.
Right. And the cost of the treatment, is that something that you give out, or is that an individual thing?
Sure. No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. It's $5,200 for the 20 hours.
Right.
As Belinda said, the website is set up, and we talk with you through it for your insurance so that you can find out. A lot of people get reimbursed. Some people get reimbursed 100%, some part of their treatment, some none. It depends what your insurance is. But people know before they come in how much it's going to cost them and how much your insurance will reimburse.
Right. Wow, what an amazing story. Another quote I liked from the book, and it says, "Finally, it is an invitation to patience and their loved ones to know that there is a reason for their pain and dysfunction. And that reason can be found often in the most logical and simple way, following our hearts and intuitions, with one step slowly leading the other. Let us move forward to help find the way for most people to live happily ever after. I love that. I think that's beautiful. So thank you so much for the WERN technique. And I'm sure that as time goes on, you're going to have more and more incredible stories to share.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrea, so much for having us tonight and for having our patients and our doctors over and for your excitement and interest and your dedication to helping people find some natural cures for what ails them.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for your work. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us, and we appreciate your excitement and you read our whole book. Not a small book.
Yeah, it is. It's an easy read. It's a beautiful book, you know, and it's amazing work. And I'm so happy that you were here to share this amazing story. I would like to thank our guests, Belinda WERN and Larry WERN, and all of those who called in to share their experiences, for being here to share their journey in the development of the WERN technique, which has been a wonderful alternative for many. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.